Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Kalim, Perichav Dalad, Mishnah Yadayin, and Perichav Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Masrachol, Shishim Zechavan Josephine Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. During the last Mishnah of the Perik, we have something somewhat similar to the rest of the Perik, however, somewhat different. Here we're going to have three different cases, however, not of the same Kli, which is going to have three different Dinim like we had in the rest of the Perik. Rather, as we're going to see now, it's three different cases of Kalim that are connected with each other and what the Din of this new Kli is. Says the Mishnah, Shalish Kupai Sain, the three Dinim of Kupais, of boxes. And over here we're going to see that there's two boxes being connected to each other. So the first case is Mehua Shetaloy al Bria. We have a box which is ruined, it was worn out, and it was connected to a Bria, strong, healthy one. So Al Chanach Bria, we follow the din of the healthy one. So if the healthy one is Tameh, the ruined one is Tameh, and the healthy one is Tahar, even though the ruined one was Tameh, it now becomes Tahar because it's connected to Tahar one as a status of the healthy, strong one. The next one is Ketana al Gdaila, small one connected to a large one. Al Chanach Gdaila, we follow the din of the larger one. Now lastly, Hayu Shavas, let's say they're equal, meaning they're both either large or small, and they're either both strong, they're Bria, or they're both worn out. So we follow the inner one. This is referring to obviously where one of them is slightly narrower than the other, so it slipped inside of it and they were connected, so we follow the din of the inner one. Now, a similar din, Rav Shimon says, what about the following case? We have a kaf meiznayim, which is the pan of a balance scale. This metal pan from the scale itself was tamei, and it was connected to the underside, to the bottom of a metal kettle. It was connected from the inside. So as Mishnah just said, it's the entire thing is tamei. That's because we follow the din of the inner one, like we just mentioned previously in the Mishnah. However, b'chutz, if it was connected on the outside under it, so tahar, the mecham, the kettle, is not tameh, whereas toloy al tzida, if you connected it to the side of the mecham of this kettle, so bin b'fnim bin b'chutz, whether it was on the inside or on the outside of it, tahar, the mecham, the kettle, is tahar. And moving on to parak chafei, this parak discusses the following din d'rabbanan. Any liquid which is touched by a source of tuma becomes a rishon, and that in turn, when it touches a kli, will be matameh it as a sheni. Now the chiddush here is the kalim really can only become tameh from an avatoma, such as a dead sheret, and most liquids can't be an avatoma. Therefore, most liquids should not be able to be tameh kalim. The issue is, though, that there are a few types of liquids which can, namely liquids that come from a zav or zava, such as saliva or urine. And so, in order to prevent people from being makel, the chum or geyser, that all tameh liquid is able to be tameh kalim. However, in order to differentiate so that people would realize that this is just because of gzeira, they said that if the tameh liquid touches the inside, the toich of the kli, it's matame the entire thing. But if it only touches the outside, the achirayim, so it's only matame the outside. Now, in subsequent mishnayos, we're going to be seeing that achirayim and toich isn't literal. It doesn't have to mean inside versus outside. It could also refer to other parts of the kalim. For example, achirayim can mean a secondary part of the kli, whereas toich could mean the main part of the kli. Not knowing that, Perek Chafei Mishnah Aleph tells us, kol kalim yesh lam achirayim v'toich, all kalim are considered to have achirayim v'toich, kigoyin hakarma ksasis v'asakin marmartzufin, such as pillows, mattresses, average size sacks, and martzufin, which are very large sacks. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You have the inside and the outside. Whereas Rameir says, no, kol sheyesh lo tovaros, anything that has loops, yesh lo achirayim v'toich, then it has a din of achirayim v'toich. For example, a pair of pants. It has loops sewn on the outside so that you can put your belt through it. And so it's only such a thing like that that it's considered to have an inside and outside due to the fact that you're never going to reverse your pants. You're not going to wear them inside out because you need to have the loops on the outside. But v'chol she'ein lo tovaros, if it doesn't have these loops and achirayim v'toich, it doesn't have an achirayim and a toich, because you could really just flip it out, you could reverse it, you could use the inside and the outside equally. Therefore, the whole thing is considered the toich, and when any part of it is touched by tamei liquid, the entire thing becomes tamei. However, we do not paskin like Rameir, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishkan teaches another machlekes, hashulchan v'adulufki. We have a table, which is the regular table that you eat on, and the dulufki we had in the previous parak is kind of like a butler's cart of sorts, or like a side table, which is used for putting plates, cups, forks, different foods and whatnot, and they're taken from there onto the main table. So yesh lahem achirayim v'toich, it's considered to have an achirayim v'toich. The top would be the toich, because that's the main part, and the chirayim would be the underside of it. The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Whereas Rameir says, no, in la machirayim is not considered to have an achirayim. And v'chein tavla she'in l'lizbeis, also just a flat board that doesn't have a lip on it, Rameir also holds it's not considered to have an achirayim. The whole thing is considered the toich, whereas Rabbi Yehuda again argues that the top, which is the main part that's used, that's considered the toich, and the underside is the achirayim. And here's well the halachas of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis, and we'll continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.